This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Look at this. A huge stack of Tolo back window decals. Get in the club, slap one of these bad boys on your vehicle, and you'll be representing. We want to raise awareness for the Tolo everywhere and give you another way of being loud and proud with it. So, yeah, it's got to be close to 100 there. I'm pretty sure we can accommodate you. Although yesterday was a huge crowd at Twin Peaks in Addison, and so many people were coming by for the best eats, drinks, and scenic views in the market and the games on television, which will be underway within an hour. So if you're off today or if you're looking for lunch or maybe just an excuse to head out of work early, yeah. Twin Peaks in Plano is the location today.
Let's come to Twin Peaks. Get your guns up. That means your fingers and your thumb, not your real guns.
Yeah.
Get your guns up for Texas Tech.
Yeah.
At 12:30.
Yeah, we'd love to see you. Come on by. Okay, the most important thing here as we start out Cowboys Twitter, Jane Slater retweeted a colleague of hers from the NFL Network. And in that situation, it's usually breaking news. But in this situation, it was her colleague Amber Theo Harris, who went on a vacation to Mexico.
I was like, there's no way you're doing this, because I was going to make a joke, but I'll let you do it. I know where you're going. Because I saw this, and yeah. Man, a lot of people jumped on this tweet.
She goes, no joke. In Mexico for 30 minutes, just witnessed a shark attack.
Oh.
Todd helped me pull him out. Leg was not okay. I can't believe we saw that. Holy crap. So she touches down on a vacation, you know, maybe wading out into the water. Isn't this great, honey? Look how blue the water is, and the beach is so white. This sand is incredible. I can't believe we got a, I once went on a vacation, and when I was walking up to the beach for the first time, they were pulling a guy out of the ocean on a stretcher. He had tried to dive in, and like he did a full-on, basically, a headbutt into the bottom of the ocean, and it broke his damn neck.
His rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was a rock or something like
right.
that. But they were stabilizing his spine to make me think that it was like a spinal-type injury. It's always unsettling
people
when you see
do
something
that
traumatic
stuff.
Like that on a vacation.
People do that kind of stuff. Yeah. In fact, wasn't it Randall... The running back for the Cowboys that's in jail. Joe Randall,
yeah.
Didn't he dive into the
he sure
first
did.
Time he ever saw the ocean, he dived in it.
Typical Joe Randall.
I think he's been concussed ever since.
Yeah, I would be surprised if CTE tripped him up a little bit. Yeah, and it might not be any laughing matter. But, yeah, Jay Jeezy was telling a story about Joe Randall one year. You know, that he likes to take him to the
training
beach there
camp.
In Oxnard. And Joe thought he'd get a running start and jump into the water. And I suppose he thought, you know, the water was going to get real deep.
Tide went back.
Yeah, but yeah, that's one of those beach break situations where it stays incredibly shallow for a couple hundred yards or something. So he got a rude awakening. Did you see another tweet from Jane's colleague about the Sharks?
I saw a thing on Jane where the Cowboys, and I'll get into more of this topic and the way I feel about this around the NFL, but she wants to cover the Cowboys when they go to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And then it seemed like American Airlines was hooking her up with, hey, we'll upgrade you to first class.
Hey.
Nice.
And then I saw Emily Jones jump on it. Like, wait, Jane, what did you do? How did you do this? Like, I can't remember all the tweets that I saw. But, like, a lot of kind of people that have to cover sports for a living that have to just fly a lot. And, Chris, you used to have to fly a lot, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you're usually not flying first class. You're usually flying coach. And I didn't get like too far into it, but it seemed like Jane was somehow getting an upgrade to first class through
Hooked
American Airlines, and so then everybody was very jealous
of
getting the hookup to first class.
Getting the hookup, yeah. You know, I suppose you just got to have the right person at a company be on Twitter the time you send that out. A little bit of luck happened for so that's amazing. Going from business class to first class,
it's
I've only first class once,
especially that long of a flight. That's an 8-hour flight.
Yeah, that's a journey right
that
there.
That is a first class ballin'.
We're all over the Georgia Loca story, the strong safety. He was with the Bengals for a lot of his career, went to the Vikings last year. Cowboys had a chance to sign him last August, but they didn't want to. So Mike Fisher's going to join us coming up in 30 minutes. My updated thought or question, does this mean Eric Berry's totally out of the question for you guys? Like, if they're on to the next guys, what's this say about Berry, who could be a real superstar back there?
I think the price has to be right, and Eric Berry must feel like he's going to get some more money somewhere else. Because, seriously, with Eric Berry, you've got to do a one-year deal, a show-me deal. And I also think that Eric Berry's not the kind of safety that stays in the box. He's more of a guy that's going to be on the top of that, you know, on the top. And with that in mind, I would prefer Eric Berry, you know, just knowing that he might be able to create some turnovers, because that secondary is like number 28th in the league in forcing turnovers. I want somebody to force turnovers. So I would like Eric Berry, but if this guy is in the box and you're afraid that a lot of teams are going to be running on you, Saquon Barkley, I get it for the price.
Broaddus is coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll ask him about it. He had some really interesting things to say about the Eric Berry fit. I think it was yesterday with Sean and RJ.
I think we're kind of out on him because he's going to want more than the cheapest contract that we could give. I think, I'll go back to my first take, I think we're trying to find the cheapest, best safety on the market that we're like, hey, he can start. And I think Eric Berry's like, no, if I'm healthy, I can be a game-changing guy.
Yeah.
I need you to at least give me incentives that if I'm healthy that I get paid like a game-changing guy. And the Cowboys are like, we're not looking to pay guys like that.
He's kind of in that Dez situation now where a lot of teams have spent their money. He probably feels like he deserves a bunch more than what teams are talking about giving him. And I think he's right, you know. While he's been hurt a couple of times, he's had enough really good years. And if he's beyond that Achilles, if he passes a physical there, he's young enough. And if I'm him, I'm thinking, man, if I do a one-year prove-it deal now, then I'm 31 or 32. And if that year doesn't go great, I can't get a multi-year deal. So I really want to hold out until after the draft. Hopefully somebody still really needs a safety. Or maybe there's an injury that creates a big need and a team could get creative to carve out the space for me.
And by the way, I did a little research on his Achilles injury. It's not a real Achilles injury. It's kind of like a plantar fasciitis on the Achilles tendon. They call it a Haglund something, a Kevin Haglund something.
Okay.
But it's a Haglund. They say it's very painful, like plantar fasciitis, but it's not going to tear. You don't need surgery. So it's a matter of a pain threshold with him. He actually played in the AFC Championship game.
So he overcame the Achilles and then throughout physical therapy or whatever developed this secondary condition?
I don't know. I just know it's called a Haglund something, and it's all about his
and
Achilles.
It's better.
And it's better, but it is. It's all about pain threshold.
Okay.
It's like he can't
like
make
that.
I don't either.
That sounds like it could be chronic.
Exactly. Yeah. And my whole point is, okay, that's why you got to get me a 1 year try you out, because
I
don't know if you can handle the pain threshold for a year.
So help me out, guys. I'm going to tie the NBA into the NFL, because in the NBA, you'll see guys like Eric Berry, and I'll just go 15 years ago, just best case scenario here is you'll see, or recently, you'll see DeMarcus Cousins. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to sign with the championship team. I'm going to sign with the team that I think is going to win the championship because I want one. Or older guys like Karl Malone and Gary Payton sign with the Lakers because they're like, I just desperately want a championship. So I'm just going to sign with Shaq and Kobe and get that championship I never had in my career. Help me if I'm wrong here. We never see that from NFL players.
Every now and then.
It's rare. Help me out. Is it because, like, Eric Berry, I would think, well, if you're Eric Berry, your career is almost over. Why wouldn't you just try to see if the Patriots want you? Or I know he's leaving the Chiefs, who are considered a threat to win the Super Bowl. But
it's hard to know who's going to be the champion.
That's the main thing. It did happen with Marty B, though. He left Green Bay to go back to the Patriots thinking that they might go again.
Yeah,
you know, and then there's also a thing that in basketball, like your court IQ and your skill set is going to age really well. So at 33, you've made $150 million in your career, where the average NFL guy is like 30 or 40 million.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can still be really valuable as long as they don't need you for 35 minutes. I'll come be the experienced guy for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess, you know.
It just seems tough that you just don't get the NFL player trying to jump to, like, hey, I'm almost done. I have 2 or 3 years left in my career. I want to sign with who I think's going to win the championship. They're like, no.
Well, a guy that maybe might have tried it was Dez Bryant. He tweeted yesterday an update. I'll be a steal wherever I go in free agency. Mm-hmm. He says, I can promise you that. And I think he's very motivated to get his, you know, everything rehabilitated and get back to the NFL. We shall see. Okay, how about we go back here on Cowboys Twitter to the Twitter account of Katie Drummond, and he points out another thing here. The Austin Cobb contract shrink the Cowboys' usable cap space under $15.5 million. So right now, if they could get Quinn, they'd have to restructure or they would be stuck with just $3 million left in cap space. So there's a lot of things going on. That would totally eliminate any other big-name free agent. At this point, if you want Quinn, you can't do Dak unless you do a long-term deal with Tank. You know, so the Cowboys are very quickly getting to the end of available cap space, and now they have, you know, decisions to make as far as do we really want to take Quinn at 12 if we can't get a pay cut or a restructured situation, because that would be it then as far as meaningful players.
Isn't there part of that equation with the Quinn thing is they're hoping Miami pays or takes on some of the salary way they did with the quarterback when he went
to Tennessee.
And the other last thing on that, and I did this in NFL this week, is – the Cowboys have – so right now we're like, oh, well, what if they use up all their cap space? Well, they don't have a lot of big-name players coming off their books after the 2019 season, and they got to figure out, do we want Byron Jones? What do we want to do with Ezekiel Elliott? What are we doing long-term with – I know DeMarcus Lawrence is counting already 20-something against the books right now until he signs the contract. What do we do with Jalen Smith? He could possibly be a $10 to $14 million player. Like, I think the tough thing is right now is we look at it and say, well, they still have about $15 million, but – I'm sure, you know, I'm kind of giving the Cowboys off the hook here, because it is true, is they have to look at it and go, yeah, but we might have to add $60 to $80 million of cap room next year just to keep our players that we really like.
All right, the music is on. The doors are about to be open here. Twin Peaks in Plano, best kitchen in sports.
Yeah.
So amazing.
And you know what, Chris? I was leaving you out. I didn't know this because I'm so Texas Tech happy today.
OU's playing today.
OU plays at 11:40.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, if you can get a half day today, you have the first game starting at 11:15, but then you have OU and Ole Miss at 11:40.
Yep.
At 12:30, you have Texas Tech. If you're a big Big 12 fan, at 1 o'clock you have Kansas State coming on. And if you are RJ Choppy, you have Tennessee playing at 1:45.
And I just got word from the manager. He's going to pump in the OU game sound onto the house PA system.
That'll work.
So, Boomer, Sooner, whoever you are, Tech guys, you're going to be welcome as well. Everybody is welcome. If you want to watch the tournament, check out the Eats, Drink, Scenic Views here, Twin Peaks, Plano, and, of course, the Tolo Back Window decals. Y'all, look at this. Big old juicy
waste. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.